My name is Rob Ward. I'm the co-writer and performer of Away From Home, co-written with Martin Jameson, and it's being co-produced by Work In Progress Theatre Company, which is a company that I co-run with Heartstone Hook Productions, so lots of collaborations involved in this one.
So, Rob, just tell us a bit about the show. What's the premise of the play?
So Away From Home is a one-man show told from the point of view of Kyle, who's a young lad, big football fan and a male escort. And one evening he gets a phone call being told that he's been hired for the night, and he turns up at the hotel, finds out that it's the Premiership footballer who earlier that day had scored an equalising goal against Kyle's team. So they spend the night together, and then the next morning the footballer gets back in touch. And what develops then is a very kind of complicated relationship, and we look at how it's kind of impacted on by the sort of homophobic culture within the game, and whether this relationship can last the pressures that are being put on it. Trying to get a discussion going about this subject, really.
Very serious issue, one that comes up quite a bit in the media. What was the motive behind writing it? Why this subject?
I've been a football fan for years. I'm a big Everton fan, and one of the things that I always found difficult going to any football, you know, non-club specific across the grounds in England, is this idea that you can call someone a puff, you can shout out homophobic abuse, and it's just completely, you know, kind of an accepted part of the chants and the attitude inside a stadium. And it became very difficult for me, you know, being gay and a football fan. And I'd wanted for years to write something about it, but I could never quite find a way in, because I think one of the problems is with football is so big in this country, when you try and fictionalise it, you instantly have a problem in that we all know as an audience who the footballers are, who the teams are. So, you know, your audience is going into a play, they're kind of accepted that they're going to see a piece of fiction, but then to sort of throw at them a very, very obviously fictional team, a fictional circle, it just seemed to me like it put too much of a barrier. I felt the best way it would work is if people felt that it could very well be a true story, because it actually is inspired by a true story. And Martin brought that element to it. He said, why don't you tell it from the point of view of the escort? Because then you get that human story in there, which is, I think, more important than it being a tub-thumping sort of preachy piece of theatre, because no one wants to see that, do they?
And a one-man show as well. Is that daunting?
It is because it is just you on stage, and it isn't because it's just you on stage. So you've kind of got control over the whole piece of the pace and the ebb and the flow. But sadly, no one to cover you if you drop a line. But that hasn't happened yet, he says, touching his head, touching wood. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks very much. Thank you.